The three regions of the north will next month receive the full courses of anti-malaria treatment as part of this year's World Malaria Day, which falls on the 25th of this month. The program officer of malaria control, James Trimpong, who made this known at the launch of this year's World Malaria Day, said the distribution of these regions to these regions is just the first phase of the initiative known as Seasonal Malaria Chemo Prevention, SMC, adding that it will be replicated across the country. He explained that these regions were chosen for the first phase because they record increased cases of malaria during this time of the year. Yvonne Atilego and Sylvia Japasu have filed this report.
Ghana is said to have chalked a lot of successes in malaria prevention and control. Now, deaths due to malaria, especially among pregnant women and children, have reduced drastically. This was possible because of the adoption of a multi-pronged strategy which includes active public education and the creation of awareness on public health issues, the use of treated bed nets, compliance and adherence to the full treatment of malaria. The program officer of the Malaria Control Program, James Rimpong, noted that the new focus on seasonal malaria chemo prevention, SMC, will help provide protection against clinical illness throughout the period of greatest malaria risk.
SMC, inherited administration of full treatment course of the anti-malaria that has been chosen to implement that is given during the malaria season. When I mention malaria season, I mean the time during which the malaria transmission is highest, typically during the rainfall season, and that applies to the areas where the malaria transmission is highly seasonal. We are targeting upper west region, Oxford region, and upper east regions. Those regions here, rainfall pattern follows a particular line, and malaria transmission there is relatively seasonal, unlike the tropical rainforest like Ashanti region, Western region, etc., where throughout the year there are intermittent rains and there are peaks. For this reason, these areas have been targeted for SMC.
He explains how the SMC will be administered.
The SMC strategy, it consists of administering full treatment courses of SP and amodiaquine to children aged 3 months to 59 months, that is children under 5. It is given at a monthly interval beginning at the high transmission season to a maximum of 4 doses, which means that we could give it for 3 months if we deem that the rainfall season will last 3 months. To minimize selection of drug resistance, the complete 3-day course of the amodiaquine must be given. You know, SP is given once at a start dose. So on the first day, you give the SP and give the first dose of amodiaquine. Then on the second day, you give the second dose of amodiaquine. On the third day, you give the last dose of the amodiaquine. So there won't be anything like inadequate treatment, even though it is preventive.
Mr. Frimpong also touched on some challenges confronting the fight in controlling malaria.
We are facing the challenge of abuse of malaria commodities. The nets are free, but we had complaints, and we are still receiving complaints that in some schools, some token fees were paid. That goes against the initiative. Some beneficiaries of the nets that we are distributing also fail or refuse to use their nets regularly. Inappropriate care-seeking attitude of some caretakers of children under 5.
This year's World Malaria Day, which is the 7th, is themed Invest in the Future, Defeat Malaria.
Yvonne Atilego and Sylvia Japasu filed that report.